The Scottish Rugby Union are still owe me £2.40 for a rail trip I made from Hoyt to Edinburgh to play in a trial. I'd come back from Italy, from the war, demobbed, and I was picked for a Scottish trial. I didn't have time to see anybody, so I just went up and paid my own fare. £2.40 or four and tuppence halfpenny return, I don't know. And when I went to get the money, they said, oh, well, you can't have the money. We'll give you another ticket. And I said, I don't want another ticket. I'm not going up to Edinburgh. And they still owe me four and tuppence halfpenny. And I mentioned this to John Law, the secretary of the Scottish Rugby Union, before he retired, but he just laughed.
Two last questions. One is that you are seriously influencing the vocabulary of the game. And I want to know, what does it mean if you're sclaffing the ball?
Oh, that's a local one.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like a golf shot that you top, where you hit the ball halfway up, and it just bubbles along, hardly off the ground at all. A sclaff.
I see.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you spell it. I think it's S-K-L-A-F-F, but it's a sclaff.
Right.
And it's one used locally in Hoyt and about the border country.
You still find time with all the teaching and your family and the rugby and everything else. Still find time to play a lot of golf.
Yes, it's still a tremendous challenge. When you have a swing like mine, it's a genuine challenge.
Good player.
I was down to 6 handicap at one time, but I developed a loop at the top of my swing after damaging a shoulder. One of the great joys is that both of our sons-in-law, Derek Thompson, who's the ITV racing commentator and presenter, and Alan Lawson, who played for Scotland 15 times at scrum half, I play a lot of golf against them, and to be quite honest, you know, I can beat either of them.
You can take money off them.
With my hand tied behind my back. It's one of the best sources of income I've got, actually.
And the other question, how long are you going to go on delighting us with your commentary?
It's awful nice of you to say so, Gerald. I'd love to just keep on doing it as long as I have the same interest in researching, as long as I feel the same zest for looking up the details and for sitting down. I've got the most wonderful wife in the world, because Bet knows that on the week of a commentary I have to go through into our dining room and just sit there with all the papers and my records floating about, and she has to sit in the lounge by herself for a while until I get all the details done. When I find that that's becoming burdensome, I would chuck it in. But I would love to keep on commentary work for as long as the BBC want me to do it.
And then what will you do when that day comes?
I'd like to write a book of some kind. I'm not sure what it would be, whether it would be on the game's tactics or on some of the experiences, or maybe one about some of the great tries I've seen. I'm not sure, but that might be in the pipeline, but I'll leave that until it comes along. I'd love to just keep plodding on the way I've done for quite a while, because I'm a very contented, happy fellow.